Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I'm off at your...
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. On our way back into another weekend, which I'm normally geeked about, but not this time. This weekend, I have to lay low and get ready for a plumbing job Monday. Colonoscopy. And man, the last couple days, well, it's been good to see Ozzy Osbourne, his family and career getting all this love after he died Tuesday. But the best part was fans and other bands got to give Ozzy his flowers at that farewell Black Sabbath concert earlier this month. He got to perform one last time with the whole group, and that was their first time back together on stage in 20 years. So for him, the band, and all the fans, that was the best part of all that. You got to give it to him while he was here. Give him his flowers. And hey, you know, he was like the godfather of heavy metal, so what he helped create lives on. You know, that's the thing about music. That's the beauty of it all. Even when they pass, the music's still here. What they left behind, we get to still enjoy. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into the newscast.
My favorite stories of the day.
Hey, campers headed to Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming this summer may want to read and heed the signs the National Park Rangers have been posting around the Lizard Creek campsite lately about a fox outfoxing campers, sneaking around their stuff and stealing their shoes.
Swiper, no swiping! Swiper, no swiping!
Any parent who used to sit through Dora the Explorer is already giggling, Swiper the Fox. Yeah, Wyoming's Jackson Hole News and Guide newspaper was first to report on this one, and they say as far as Park Service workers can tell, at least one swiper has been out there for at least the past month when workers started posting those warning signs, which say things like, wanted for grand theft footwear, with a drawn picture of a fox and a shoe in its mouth, you know, having fun with it. Workers counted 19 shoes, though, stolen before they started posting the signs last month. And say Swiper has swiped 32 in all since Friday, July 11th, by their last count. Yeah, one of their other signs called the fox a sneaky snatcher. So National Park Service rangers at Grand Teton, they've already been telling campers to bring bear boxes to store food inside or keep food and other things that give off attractive scents inside of vehicles with hard metal bodies. And now they're telling folks to store their shoes with the food, you know, in those bear boxes. Not sure if that'll help the food, but...
Oh, man, I really like swiping.
Hey, may keep Swiper from needing a larger den for all the stolen kicks.
Little child, running wild.
And not to be outdone by animals, in the New England state of Maine, a couple Brunswick police officers had an emu on their hands, literally. Police dash cam video showed two cops holding on to an emu that ran right in front of the cruiser they were in while dashing across a hospital parking lot. And they had to get out and run after an emu to calm it down. And WMTW ABC8 ran a brief story on this happening last Monday night, the 14th. Maine has a lot of animals running wild, but emus are not among them. No, Australia is their native land. Wildlife officials say any emus they find are usually someone's pet that got away, like in this case. And cops eventually walked up to the long-necked bird and held it until the owners came to get it. Well, let's see here. We went from Wyoming to Maine and, well, now right back across the country to Oregon. We're also last Monday, same day as that emu in Maine making a cameo on TV, KOIN TV6 in Portland is reporting a 32-year-old man was arrested for an early morning ATM heist 3 Mondays before, on June 23rd. So when cops say the thief first went to a construction site, jumped in an excavator and drove it to a nearby bank, then used the excavator's arm to break the ATM open and steal over $58,000. Also damaged the bank's building around the ATM, so left that plus an excavator that was still running when cops showed up later. Yeah, KOIN's story did not say if DNA, fingerprints, and or surveillance video footage led them to the 32-year-old arrested, but cops did say they also slapped cuffs on a 51-year-old guy and filed related charges against him, so they figure he may have had help. So if they're guilty, it was a smart plan to steal the money, just dumb not to use it to get away and hide. Back in a moment. And hey, check out DJ Greg H and his Jams podcast. Just dropped another one last week.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
And now for a moment of calmness.
Mosquito bites, an itching rash from the plant you thought was a fern. Snake, a grass snake, but a snake. Pollen, which Charlie Murphy reminded us is only a plant's form of sperm.
Thank you for this moment of calmness.
Yeah, thanks for this rash.
Brought to you by
your mama.
ASMR, alluring sounds modulating randiness.
I got plant sperm up my nose. There's your randiness.
And now for the world around us.
A British Columbia woman in the 604 area code decided not to change her phone number because she told CBC News she's had it for 20 years, so wants to keep it, avoid the pain of having to let everyone know the new one. And that area code covers the Vancouver metro area and says that's hard to get now. She got a new number, but says she has not been able to answer the phone lately, all the calls, and not because of scams and robocalls, but because people have been calling her out of the blue saying they found her cat and looking for reward money. Now, she says their cat is right there in the house with them, and she's been seeing it, so had no idea what was going on until she found out a t-shirt company named Wisdom NY printed a missing cat poster in some new shirts they were selling, and the fake missing cat poster had the woman's number on it. And of course, enough people apparently bought or saw this t-shirt that they started calling this lady whenever they saw a stray cat that looked like the one in the phone in the picture. Now, one would also have to think they were being funny, pranking, like we used to call 777-9311 back in the 80s. Thanks, Morris Day and the Time. CBC News is reporting someone at the t-shirt company did say they stopped printing the t-shirts once they found out about this and the pain that they were sending that lady through. But maybe they should print one or two more because the woman said she and her significant other deserve one each after all the phone calls they've had to deal with. Well, that and a real apology. All right, now from Canada to the motherland, because a 42-year-old man in South Wales was just sentenced last week to 2.5 years in prison after investigators say he got into an argument with his mom back in late January. So the Metro newspaper is reporting cops think at that point he had a few too many drinks and or drugs, then went to a friend's flat or apartment. It's where they say he accused the friend and the friend's partner of stealing from him. So in his friend's apartment, cops say the dude took their cell phone, started punching his friend, and hitting him with crutches, and then made the guy, again, in this guy's own apartment, made the guy take off all his clothes and then forced him to walk through his village butt naked in late January, no less. Need a reminder of that, too. Then cops say they went back to the naked friend's flat where the 42-year-old busted the man's TV, then called police on himself. They came. And that's it. That's the story. Well, last Friday in South Korea, in a town just east of Seoul, somebody adopted a furry 2-year-old dog named Kuno from an animal shelter after Kuno had been abandoned by its old owner. Well, the Straits Times newspaper posted two pictures of it, smiling in the first one before leaving with its new owners, but not smiling in the second one, taken about 7 hours later, after the new owners returned Kuno, telling folks at the shelter they could not raise him with the other dogs. That was it. That was their excuse. And that's sad enough for Kuno to not smile in that second picture. But in that 7-hour span when Kuno thought he had a new home, the owner shaved off all his fur from the neck down, leaving Kuno looking like a male lion with a furry mane around his head. There's no crime in shaving a dog like that, but why would you? I mean, folks at the shelter posted on their website, they're not sure how now to show off his charm until the fur grows back, but they say Kuno still likes people. Maybe not the 7-hour owners, but anyone else could go and adopt him. Time for another break. Back up.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Well, the voting age is still 18 here in the U.S., but in the United Kingdom, 16-year-olds are about to be able to cast ballots, starting with the next general election. The Guardian newspaper quoted U.K. government officials saying it's fair for 16 and 17-year-olds since some of them work and serve in the military. So, hey, if putting on a uniform and paying taxes from working, they should also have voting rights to have their say on how taxes are spent. Well, the paper also listed Brazil, Argentina, and Cuba as being among some other countries that allow 16-year-olds to vote. So it's not a rare thing, just a thing that some other nations are doing. Candy wrappers are about to be left in those voting booths, though.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Upon classics, upon classics. Hey now, this is Mike Mann with more comedy gold right here, right now, from Slammy Sammy.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll to the left and to the right. Let us Tootsie Roll all night, all night.
Time for birthdays.
Weekend celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 25th.
It's amazing.
A young soprano singer, Farrell Smith, is 30. Britain's Got Talent. Actor D.B. Woodside in Lucifer, 24. Buffy, he's 56. Actor Wendy Raquel Robinson, Holly's sister, is 58. And so is Joey from Friends. Actor Matt LeBlanc, 58. One of those Food Network chefs, Jeffrey Zakarian, is 66. And the cartoonist who drew up Curtis, Ray Billingsley, is 68. And the first black supermodel, Iman, is now 70. Elements, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Bass guitarist Verdeen White, the skinny one with the long permed hair. Yeah, actually co-wrote a lot of the biggest hits, like this one, Verdeen, 74.
Hey there, Georgie girl.
The Seekers, singer, guitarist Bruce Woodley, 83. And on Saturday, comedian and occasional actor Gary Owen, 52. And actor Kate Beckinsale just lost her mom. She's also turning 52. The host of The Bachelor and the spinoffs, Chris Harrison, 54. Actor Jason Statham will be 58 Saturday. Singer Wayne Wonder will be 59. Actor Jeremy Piven, Ari Gold, will turn 60. Actor Sandra Bullock, 61. Extreme and Van Halen lead singer for a bit, Gary Cherone, will be 64. Actor Kevin Spacey, 66. They wrote Radio Gaga and co-wrote Under Pressure, Queen drummer Roger Taylor, 76. Actor Dame Helen Mirren will turn 80.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do the Harlem.
We'll stay in the UK because Rolling Stones lead Mick Jagger still prancing around on stage. He'll be 82. Christmas in late July, singer Darlene Love will be 84. And on Sunday the 27th, Piper in Orange is the New Black, actor Taylor Schilling, 41. SNL comedian and actor Heidi Gardner, repping KC, she'll be 42. Actor Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, 48.
You were just around the corner from me.
singer, songwriter, composer, guitarist, and Jersey boy, Pete Yorn, 51. Actor and former SNL cast member Maya Rudolph, Minnie Riperton's daughter, 53. Comedian and actor Bill Engvall will be 68, while comedian and writer Carol Leifer will turn 69.
There's got to be a morning after.
Singer Maureen McGovern will be 76. Sergeant Bates in Hill Street Blues. Actor, director Betty Thomas, 78. And on Monday, the 28th.
Soldier Boy, why me crack it, why
rapper Soldier Boy, tell him he'll be 35. Denzel's oldest of four. Actor John David Washington will be 41. Papa Roach, singer Jacoby Shaddix, will be 49.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Singer Afro Man was gonna turn 51 Monday, but then he got high. Actor Elizabeth Berkley, 53. Aunt Becky in Full House. Ex-con Lori Loughlin will be 61. CBS News 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley will turn 68. And actor Sally Struthers, 78.
Sunshine go away today.
Singer Jonathan Edwards will be 79, and
I hate Mondays. Hate them. Therefore, I decree from this day forward, there will be no more Mondays.
Even on his creator's birthday, Garfield cartoonist Jim Davis will turn 80 Monday. And that's it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thanks, as always, for listening. And actually, I'm recording Tuesday's show right after I'm done with this one here on Thursday with this colonoscopy on Monday. Yeah, I figured I better clear the way to get ready before I get cleared out by this Roto-Rooter job Monday. Have a good weekend. I'll try. Back next week.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Show Enough.